Stock, this is dating on Marsha Fried, M-A-R-S-H-A, Marsha Fried, F-R-E-E-D, Fried, F as in Frank, F-R-E-E-D, date of birth 3-12-51, date of visit is is 11-14-25. Please make copy for Alicia Critcher, A-L-I-C-I-A. Critcher is C-R-I-T-C-H-E-R. C-R-I-T-C-H-E-R. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Alicia, thank you for sending Marsha Fried for evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 74-year-old lady with a history of COPD. Has been short of breath for more than 4 years and has been experiencing cough with sputum production and is on HOMO to a 2-liter nasal cannula. The patient also has peripheral neuropathy. Period. She was sent for a chest CT on 11/7/25, which showed moderate emphysema with diffuse bronchial wall thickening and mild mucus plugging, consistent with bronchitis. Several scattered pulmonary nodules measuring up to 6 millimeter were stable compared to prior CT period. Mild dilation of the ascending aorta at 4.1 centimeter period. The patient has gained weight, says, some wheezing and no chest pains. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history for cholecystectomy and appendectomy, history of C-section times 2, and history for obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. She also is diabetic and hypertensive. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history, father died of old age. Mother died following surgery. Next paragraph, med list included losartan 50 milligrams daily, glipizide 10 milligrams daily, Januvia 100 milligrams daily, bupropion 300 milligrams daily, HCTZ 25 milligrams day, and Lasix 20 milligrams daily, potassium chloride 10 milligrams daily, Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms one puff a day, and gabapentin 300 milligrams TID. Roflumilast, 500 micrograms a day. Next paragraph, family history, father died of old age. I'm sorry, family history was already mentioned. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 55 years. Alcohol use, none. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built by females, no acute distress. Mild pallor, no cyanosis, no clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 130/80, pulse 85, respirations 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 225, saturation 92. HEND enormous phallic, pupils reactive, sclerovia clear, throat is mild injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. chest equal movements with decreed excursions. Wheeze is scattered in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heartbeats are irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, minimal edema, mild varicosities, no cap tenderness, reflexive one plus with no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesion. Noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with emphysema. Number two is lung nodules etiology undetermined. And then number three is hypertension. Number four, diabetes mellitus. Number five is obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to quit smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also advised to continue with the Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms one puff daily. And use the CPAP mask nightly at 10 centimeter H2O pressure. A complete MOA function study to be done with bronchodilator study. And a CBC, complete metabolic profile, to be done. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Alicia Kricher. CRITCHERAPR. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza. Oh, can you please add in the final plan? The patient will get a follow-up chest CT in approximately 6 months. Thank you.